Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day on today, and I hope all is well in your family circle and continually to be well. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that were able to tune in tonight, and I just thank God, and I know that there lies a blessing with your name on it for being a diehard, loyal, and faithful listener. I thank God for you on tonight. And I just so glad, like I said, to be able to come into your living room area, also into your office space, into your living room area, as I first stated, and also right on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just thank God for you that are able to tune in on tonight. And I just hope and pray that you will just continue to listen. If this is your first time listening in, I hope and pray that this don't be your last time and that you will continue to listen in, because God always have something good that he wants to share, you know, with me, and then I then to share with you, the listener. So I just thank God, like I first stated, for you just tuning in on tonight. And so before we go into any further preliminaries, hallelujah, I would just like for you to just bow your heads with me as we go down and reference God on tonight. We want to go down in prayer because we don't never want to come across without giving God praises, because we know that all praises do God. We know that. All praises. And we don't never want to, exclude God. We want to include God in everything that we do, everything that we say. When we're making decisions, we're going to always include God. That is a number one thing to do is, to include God in what we're doing. Hallelujah. Hope that didn't break your eardrums. I am so sorry. Hallelujah. But anyway, we're going to go down in prayer on tonight. So I just want you to bow your heads, those that will, and we will bow our heads and go down and acknowledge the one and the only Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we come, hallelujah, with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. And Father God, we know that this earthly place is not our home. But we know that you have lying in wait a mansion that's not built by brick and mortar, but you are its builder, God. And until you crack that cloud one historic day, we will be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquities, God. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' righteous name. And we all in unity shall say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And like I first stated, I just thank you for just tuning in on tonight. And I tell you, on last evening and this evening has really been a hectic day because I have taken on gym. And I have been going out to the gym and working out because I have some unwanted weight that I want to get off. And so my son just so kindly considered, me joining. And he said that he would join me, there. And he has just been superb. He's been right there every step of the way. He's been my coach. And although I have designated a coach that's already in place, but we just decided that we would wait and just save the coach till a little later. And so he decided that he would come along and just, guide me on the different equipments that I need to lose these unwanted pounds. And I'll tell you, it's just so wonderful when you can have your any sibling or that can join you, because I tell you, it's lonely out there by yourself, and by him accompanying me, it's just been really a blessing, I'll tell you. And I just thank God. I just thank God, for him being willing and able to join me, and just help me out because it's going to pay off after a while. So I tell you, I just thank God. I just thank God for him, just being, behind me and just encouraging me, because, it's really good to have someone to encourage you, That just help you to go ahead on and achieve that in which you desire, you know. So I tell you, I just thank God for him, and so I'm kind of sore tonight and in my heel. I can't hardly walk. I'm just hopping around. But, you know, I tell you, when God has got you in his great big arms, you know, you can hop, skip, jump, even though, you know, you might be sore. And, you know, it don't feel good being sore, you know, and not able to walk your normal, you know, stride. But, you know, all in all, I just thank God, you know, because I just feel so good. And, you know, when it's time for us to get up and get dressed and get out, you know, I'm just ready and eager to go, you know, and do my workout and my press, you know, and my runs. And I just thank God, you know, that, you know, he's just so wonderful. And so I just count it all joy. Hallelujah. And so without any further ado, because I know that time right now has been well spent, you know, because time waits on no one. And so I know that right now that the clock is really ticking probably off of his hinges. But we're going to come across with a little divine word of God on tonight. And so I just like those of you that will, you can join along with me. You can take your Bibles out, or you can probably go online and pick up a scripture from that. You know, so whichever way you want to go, you know, that's your call. But our scripture reading tonight and our sermon entitled is Christianity, Best Argument. I want to say that again. Christianity, Best Argument. We're going to be reading that in the law of 1 Peter 3 and 5. And it reads like this. It says, always be ready to give a defense to anyone and everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. And we know in this global world, and, you know, everything is quick, microwavable, you know. Just go to the store and pick out, you know, any just microwave dinner, and you don't have to cook. You just take it out of its container and place it in the microwave, and second, bam, you'll be eating. So we know that we're living in a world that everything is quick. And so, you know, you will have people asking you about why you believe the way that you believe. And God is telling us that we should always be ready to give an answer, you know, because in this journey, we're going to always have someone that's wanting to know why we come to that conclusion. So God lets us know to always be ready and eager to give an answer. And he says that what the best argument that we can give anyone who asks why we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and how can we most persuasively bear witness to our faith. And so God tells us to always be ready. And then we know that Peter urged to give a defense. He said, give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. And we just read out of 1 Peter 3 and 15. Hallelujah. And God's word tells us that the Greek term for reason is apology. Now, isn't that something? Apology. And so he said that that did not mean that it was a weak need excuse, but it means a convincing argument. Hallelujah. And so we know that in this Christian faith, he said that sometimes we should encourage ourselves and encourage one another. And in all things, we should be ready, like I said, to give an answer to anyone that would ask us. You hear me? And so, like I said, the first test of the CRISPR scheme was to they come from trying it out in someone's life. So someone actually tried that out. So that's how they come to the faith that they have come to believe, because they had tried it out. And it says that it comes from trying it out in your life. And testing the promises of the scheme tells us that God has made a way. He's made a way to enjoin on us by the church and seeing whether it leads us to the new life of the Spirit. Okay? And so then we are to, we can bear witness to that truth and the power of the gospel. We know that your life can be your own best argument. It can be your own best defense of your faith in Jesus Christ. And to anyone who asks why you believe what you believe, so you put your faith into practice and you let people see the difference, hallelujah, that Jesus makes in your life. Hallelujah. We know that, you know, we want to live our lives in such a way that people cannot just see us, but they can see the Christ that's in us. Know that my life might be useful, and be as I serve Jesus faithfully, and may the world see Christ in me. Hallelujah. And this is my earnest prayer. And people will listen to you carefully if they see you living faithfully. So if you're living faithfully in Christ, then you will get people to listen to you that much more than they normally would if you was not living for God. And I am told that there was a young man that stood on the edge of his driveway looking back at the house when he had lived in for the past 18 years. But we know that today marks the first day of a new chapter in this young man's life. He is off to college, and he no longer has the rest in the comfort of a familiar home or community or even his family or his church. No longer can he hide in the comfortable routine. Now, we know that today will open up a brand new relationship. It will open up new challenges, and it will also open up a new routine for this young man. And we would like to know as parents, how will he make it? Will he be in the need of financial resources? Will he be disciplined enough to study without prompting of his parents? We know that today he will leave the comfort of his parents, and he will rely solely on his faith in God. And will he remain true to God? We know that he'll be in a new community with new people and traditions that might be hostile to God. But we can also be confident that in Joshua, he faced the challenge of leading the children of Israel from the desert to the promised land. We know that God reassured Joshua that he would not be alone. Yes, he would face many challenges, but he would be strong in God's word, keep God's commandment faithfully, and walk forward with the confidence that God would bring him through. He would be victorious in his endeavors. Be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah, says the Lord. Don't let the possibilities of the failure paralyze you from trying to go forward. Trusting in me, says the Lord. Relying in me and keeping your eyes on me. And I will deliver you. So we know that we can too take heart and be courageous as we face new challenges. And if our faith, we can trust, we can focus our confidence, we can put all of our confidence in God. We will find the Holy Spirit of God with us to guide us in all circumstances and all situations. So we know, with that being said, that we are not alone. God is with us every step of the way. God said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. That is in the Word of God. So we know that in this challenge, as we face day to day, we don't know what we lie to wake up to, what kind of challenges that we might be faced with. But we must have the faith and the confidence that God is going to see us through. Now, you know, there was a young boy, and he had a whole lot of faith. Matter of fact, he had big faith. So maybe we could call him a small boy that had big faith. Hallelujah. We know that God often delivered his people through ordinary human beings. But he made extraordinary by a passionate faith in God. We know that God chose ordinary people like David Walker, Richard Allen, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and even revolutionaries like Nat Turner, John Brown, to help deliver suffering Africans from the bondage of human slavery. We read that in the law of 1 Samuel 17, God chose David, a young handsome shepherd boy, to be his agent of deliverance. Even before David went out to face Goliath, David had to overcome three other giants, the powerful force of fear. We know that a lot of us in today's world, we have a lot of fear. And fear can be overwhelming at times. Fear can take over. But we know, hallelujah, that the powerful force of fear and the pessimism and the conformities, hallelujah, that David defeated fear by remembering that God's faithfulness in the past, the Lord that delivered me out of the paws of the giant, of the lion, I'm sorry, and out of the paws of the bear, he will surely deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine. Verse 37. He defeated the fear and pessimism because through the eyes of faith, he saw that God would be fighting the battle that day. David told Goliath, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of Israel. Hallelujah. We know that we can overcome fear, pessimism, and conformity by remembering that he was ultimately serving God's purpose in defeating the Philistines and glorifying the one who gave him victory. This day, hallelujah, will the Lord deliver thee into my hands, that all earth may know, hallelujah, that there is a God in Israel. Verse 46. And we know that because of David's unwavering faith, the children of Israel realized that its individual and collectively deliverance was in God's hand. And we know that in time and of trials and stress, we need to face these giants with the realization that we do not go out alone. We realize that the battle is the Lord's. When we are liberated from fear, pessimism, and conformity, God will give us courageous, positive, hallelujah, non-conformative faith and empower us to know that as God saved little people in the past, he is able to deliver us today. And we can say boldly that deliverance belongs to our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And in Henry, I hope and I pray that this program has been a blessing to your daily walk with God. And if you have a prayer petition you would like the Oldship of Zion to go down on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence, hallelujah, to God House Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. You can send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, T.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Hallelujah. And Before ending, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. And we will allow this selection to conclude the end of this program. May God richly bless and keep you, is my prayer. Bye for now.
Got a problem.